When World War II ended, the American Legion and the VFW, the veterans of foreign wars, went into overdrive recruiting the GIs coming home. Thousands of them joined their local posts, some of them right away, others after they'd been home a while. Vincent Migliazzo, who served as an army medic in the Philippines, signed up with the American Legion about 30 years ago, and today, at 92 years old, he's the adjutant of American Legion Post 177 in Venice, California.
Our friends were joining, and our post gave a free lunch, and then I heard about all the medical benefits, and so we rejuvenated ourselves. We're back in an active duty again.
The Legion has been serving veterans since 1919, right after World War I. It has posts all over the country, many of them active in community politics and civic service.
Philadelphia plays host to the 31st National Convention of the American Legion, led in parade by regular army men honoring the victorious veterans of two world wars.
Legionnaires sponsor Boy Scout troops and a nationwide youth baseball league. And Migliazzo takes pride in the post's long history of service to the community.
We have an oratorical contest. We have a scholarship program. Things like that are interesting to the fellas. They're quick to donate, they're quick to respond, and they're quick to help.
The American Legion was among several veterans groups formed in the early 20th century. But the Legion's more open acceptance policy helped its membership and political power grow. And the group began carving its reputation as a promoter of patriotism and opponent of communism. Chapman University history professor Jennifer Keene says the Legion was conflicted about the Bonus Army, a group of World War I vets who protested in Washington, D.C. after the war.
World War I veterans had a tough time readjusting financially, but that financial hardship actually led to a march on Washington where these guys protested daily. And the fear that these guys may have been coming to overthrow the government, for American Legion, an anti-communist group, that's really something to be concerned about.
Keene says that during the Second World War, the Legion wanted to make sure that something like the Bonus Army never happened again. That directly led to the American Legion pushing for what became known as the GI Bill of Rights, or the GI Bill for short.
The GI Bill of Rights is not a reward, but rather an American way to make it easier for each man to get some of those things for which he went to war, a job, an education, a home.
In 1944, President Roosevelt signed the GI Bill into law. To historian Stephen Ortiz of SUNY Binghamton, this marked the peak of power for both the American Legion and the VFW.
Both organizations in World War II see it as a great recruiting opportunity and an opportunity to make their organizations something intergenerational, something long-lasting.
But the Vietnam War put a crimp in those ambitions. Just as it caused a deep split in American society, Ortiz says it led to fractures in the Legion and VFW.
Vietnam fractures their political strength in a way, in that Vietnam veterans are in some ways actively shunned by the major organizations, and in other ways they don't want to join them because of their hawkish national security position.
In some ways, these groups had already accomplished huge things. They'd fought for the creation of the VA, which established a national network of hospitals and clinics, and they helped pass the GI Bill. But Ortiz says they couldn't change the passage of time.
What gave them political clout was their ability to rally kind of local political responses to certain legislation. And when you have fewer numbers, you're just taken less seriously on Capitol Hill.
Fewer numbers. The World War II generation, millions of veterans, are dying out. The Vietnam generation yielded fewer veterans who didn't embrace the group like their fathers did. And today's even smaller generation of former service members have a lot more social outlets to choose from. The future political power of these groups may depend on whether or not they can persuade post-9/11 veterans to join their ranks. In Los Angeles, I'm John Ismay.